Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in four decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Crime is out of control in Northern California, and drastic measures are the result. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Theft and crime is so bad in areas that stores like Target and Walgreens are adding security and closing earlier. San Francisco is the fifth worst city in the nation for retail theft, says Rachel Michelin, president of the California Retailers Association.
We've seen other retailers close in San Francisco. I'm actually proud of the fact that they're trying to hold on and keep the stores open.
She tells KPIX-TV it comes down to safety.
The bottom line is when these employees do not feel safe coming to work, that's when they have to take these drastic measures.
A spokesperson for Target says the reason they're closing their stores in San Francisco is because of shoplifting, saying, quote, for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on July 4th, 1776, and that makes the country 245 years old as of Sunday. That was the day we went from the United Colonies to the United States of America. House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy from California, tells Fox News how conservatives view the 4th of July.
This weekend is about celebrating America's greatness. America is exceptional. Yeah. We're conceived in liberty and dedicated that everybody's equal. You know, America is more than an idea. We're more than just a country. Because you know what? This idea is so powerful. 32 years ago, a million kids in China went to Tiananmen Square and stood up to a tank to have freedom of speech. Just in the last 2 years in Hong Kong, they stood against China and the communism because it craved freedom of speech. Even in Iran, when they'd paint the American flag or the Israeli flag, wanting the college students to walk over it, they walked around it. There's a reason why America should lead in the world, because it's about freedom. There is no better place, no greater place that you can succeed than here. And and it's the foundation. But it goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said in that constitutional convention. They asked him, what did he create? We created a republic if you can keep it. It's our responsibility in this generation to stand up to China, to stand up to big tech, to stand up to wokeism. We would not be America today if we allowed wokeism. And this critical race theory is racism. It's telling students and children to judge one another based upon the color of their skin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez is here, and Ari Hoffman is joining us now, the associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Post-Millennial, the host of his own show, appropriately titled The Ari Hoffman Show, which airs on 570 KVI in Seattle, Washington. He's a small business owner, former politician who first gained exposure for exposing failed socialist policies that affected his home, businesses, and community in Seattle. Ari, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so break it down. What's going on with our fellow citizens in Seattle? I mean, we see on TV all the madness after a summer of love and lawlessness. Where are we now, Ari?
Well, you're still dealing with the after effects of that. I mean, crime is spiking through the roof. Mm-hmm. You don't have enough police officers because so many of them quit, slash their budget was cut, slash, you know, whatever else the Seattle City Council came up with. And as a result, crime is just skyrocketing. It's really sad to see a beautiful city like Seattle just be flushed completely down the toilet.
Are the people surrendering to it, or is there some heart and soul to fight back, or is it just one of those things where, you know, we were talking about it earlier, Ari, that, you know, it's kind of rope-a-dope, you know, all these activists just have to fight themselves out and just pass out from the loss of energy and their silliness, and then, you know, you have reason reigning again. Are we starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, or do you just see this going on endlessly?
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, once there's an armed occupation of six blocks of your city, you would think that the people involved in allowing that to happen would never have a political future. And yet one of the front runners in the mayor's race is the council president who allowed that to happen, of Seattle City Council at the time, which is just plain horrifying to me. Mm-hmm. I don't see any candidate stepping up that I would actually want to vote for. I look across the field and I say, nope, none of these people. So I think that it's just going to get worse and worse. Unfortunately, what happened was the Democrat Party no longer exists in Seattle. Socialists and Marxist activists took complete control of it because they knew as long as they could get a D next to somebody's name, the tech types would vote for them. Yeah. As such, everybody just watched as the Democrat Party got completely taken over by the Marxists.
You say something that should be quite an awakening for those fellow Democrats that are seeing slowly but surely their party being taken over on a federal level. I mean, we see the Squad of Four, led by AOC, controlling Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democratic Party, that when you take their policies and you put them to test, less than 30% of their own party agrees with their policies that they're proposing. But what you're saying is what happened in Seattle could very well happen on a federal level, and that is that the Democrats can be overtaken by the Marxists and socialists.
It's already happening. People like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the whole crew, they're more afraid of losing their power, losing their influence, losing their money, losing their positions than they are doing what's right. I mean, take Chuck Schumer for a minute. This is a guy who used to be a staunch supporter of Israel, and notice he was absolutely silent during the last blow-up with Hamas. Why? Because he's afraid of AOC challenging him for a Senate seat as opposed to doing the right thing. And I think these guys would earn more brownie points if they actually did the right thing, but instead they're too afraid of losing the positions they've had for 30 years or whatever it is at this point, and as such they cave all the time.
Amazing what power and control will do in terms of rendering you stupid, and we see this on full display. It is amazing to me, Ari, I just don't get it. I got to be honest with you, the influence that AOC has, I mean, because every time she talks, I mean, everybody's questioning every day the modicum of intelligence or connection with any kind of brain activity with the President of the United States. And then you have this young woman in AOC that comes up with the most ridiculous statements, but she lives another day.
That's because they think that Twitter profiles are real life. And they say, oh, she's got millions of Twitter followers. Oh, my God, look at the influence she has. Look at the control she has. And to some effect, that's true. But don't forget, only 6,000 people in the Bronx put her into power. So focus on the Bronx as opposed to her millions of Twitter followers. I mean, you want to be concerned about national office? All right, fine. I don't think she's running for president anytime soon. But take her out of the equation by running against her locally and doing a better job locally. That's how you win. But instead, they think that the social media platforms are real life.
Mm-hmm. Now, good point. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, for example, three seats away from the presidency. And how many people keep electing her into office. And you wonder, you know, if she's already has that predetermined amount of votes sitting in her desk drawer every time.
Well, who knows about that? I mean, we know it was really bad last time, but at the same time, when we talk about voter fraud, we know that there were things they didn't investigate that they should have investigated, and there were plenty of things they did investigate that they shouldn't have investigated. So like, people keep sending me proof, quote-unquote, all the time of fraud in Washington State, and I said, no, guys, the stuff you're sending me is actually legal. Ballot harvesting is legal in Washington State, and the reason it's legal is because nobody was paying attention when it was legalized, and as such, nobody voted in that election. So now you're talking about all this voter fraud that has been legalized into the system.
Yeah. Well, and this is what the Democrats are trying to do with H.R. 1 and S. 1 is to codify all these illegal measures to really put in the rearview mirror an idea of what free and fair elections, what most, you know, American patriots would consider as being free and fair. Forget about that. What's free and fair is a expected outcome determined by the Democratic Party.
Exactly. And that seems to be exactly what they want. And unfortunately, the Democrats are very good with the verbiage. So they keep calling it, oh, for the people. And it's all about your right to vote. And they keep saying how we're suppressing votes, those evil Republicans, by saying no to this. And meanwhile, the average person has no idea what's going on.
Exactly. Well, and the stupid thing that came out 2 weeks ago was that, you know, when they were talking about, you know, the Democratic Party being, you know, the party of voter restraint, or no, lawlessness, law and order, and to defund police, they came back and said, no, it was the Republicans because they didn't vote for this one bill. And a very minor percentage of the money that was set aside in that bill was for law enforcement. It was just absurd on its face. And here they come back with this new narrative, you know, supported by the president, by Jane Psaki and other talking mouths from the administration, which was so absurd. I mean, at some point, Ari, you got to just believe. I mean, you and I grew up in a time when, you know, your yes was your yes, your no's no. Credibility, reputation was most important. But it is amazing to me how the Democrats are allowed to flat out lie about stuff and live another day. I mean, and then along the way, they are able to enable a cancel culture that cancels everybody else out for the very thing that they're doing.
I don't know what- what you're talking about. The price of my hot dogs is 16 cents cheaper, so obviously my life is better.
So you were a rebel, huh? You, without even President Biden allowing and giving you the okay to have hot dogs this 4th of July, you went ahead and you grilled up hot dogs. How dare you? The NSA, I'm telling you, they got spy planes. They're checking you out, buddy, and anybody that happened to be there at your barbecue, God forbid that they would end up like the rest of the Patriots who find themselves in a D.C. jail right now, right?
Well, they got quite the fireworks show last night, so I hope they enjoyed it.
Well, what can you say? Because regardless, you know, the 4th of July and freedom still reigns. It's just that we may have to fight a little bit harder for it and, you know, and do what the mothers are doing in these school boards. We need to vote these idiots out of office. Harry Hoffman is with us. We've got more from him after.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
We'll be right back.
Independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thanks for joining in. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ari Hoffman is with us, the associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Post-Millennial, host of the Ari Hoffman Show, appropriately titled. Great name, Ari. Ari Hoffman Show. It's like the Bill Martinez Show. I mean, you know, brilliant people. We all think alike here. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, we spend a long time trying to figure out what the heck do we name the show. You know what? How about Ari Hoffman?
I think it works. Political consultants. Yeah.
Exactly. He's a small business owner and former politician who first gained exposure for exposing failed socialist policies that affected his home business and community there in Seattle. I mean, to the point now. Ari, what is going on? I mean, are people like California, are they just leaving the state so the only ones there left standing are the Marxists and socialists?
Pretty much. I mean, the Marxists and socialists say, hey, that looks like a good place to go to, and magically they have the millions of dollars it costs to move into Seattle these days. Well, so they seem to be doing okay. It seems to be like, you know, socialism for everybody else, just not for me.
Exactly. What about the schools?
The schools. Where do I begin? So the schools are mostly closed all year, and they said, oh, no, we're reopening. No, they opened 2 days a week so the kids could have time with the safe spaces and puppies on campus if they wanted them to. That didn't fix anything. And anybody who still believes that the teachers' unions have their kids' best you know, ideas at heart are really just completely delusional. I think the Republicans missed a golden opportunity. They should have said, if you don't want to reopen the schools, that's fine. We're taking our tax dollars, and we're going for vouchers, or we're going for charter schools. And
exactly.
Then they spent the whole time saying, oh, wait a minute, we need the schools reopened. Wait a minute, they're teaching critical race theory. Why are we surprised that there's indoctrination in the schools after years of indoctrination in the schools? That was a horrible, horrible reveal. Why is anybody surprised by any of this? They should have said, no more of this nonsense. This is a failed experiment, and we're out of here.
Yeah, I really thought, at one point, I think I even mentioned, with Ronald Reagan, remember, with the air traffic controllers. He said, look, get back to work. You don't get back to work, you're going to lose your job. And they didn't go back to work. They lost their job, and then they were surprised. Like, what happened? But it fixed the problem. I mean, yes, they had to retrain. We had to, you know, do the things you need to do when you have to replace somebody in that critical type of position. But we didn't have, thank God, any travesties that occurred. And but yet, you know, for some sort of special reverence and consideration, we've allowed the educational tail to shake the dog?
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse because now it becomes a political topic where now they have to fight for their politics, because if they lose, then they lose the argument on this and many other issues like critical race theory is really the key here. So it's completely a missed opportunity where they could have said no more of this. We're doing our own thing and we're not putting up with this brainwashing indoctrination anymore. That's racist.
Right. Well, and speaking of the Republicans dropping the ball, what do we have to expect in these midterms? I mean, nothing has been done to resolve what happened in the 2020 elections, regardless of what some of these talking heads want to say, Nancy Pelosi, Bill Barr, even, you know, oh, this is all a bunch of bunk, you know, this didn't happen. I mean, it's like shades and memories of watching Eric Holder tell the world that there's no such thing as voter fraud. Come on, you know, we have no answer for that, but yet Nancy Pelosi wants to assemble a commission with the one and only Cheney, Congresswoman Cheney, to be involved in investigating what happened on January 6th. I'm saying forget about January. Well, let's go back to November. Find out what the heck happened, because you still have too many Americans. I'd say at least 50% of America that is still saying, what happened?
I think you got a different problem this time around. Where's the Tea Party? Where's any group like that? The Republicans think they're just going to coast to a victory in 2022? No, they're definitely not, especially with the system being the way it is. No, you have to show up with more votes. Think about the movie Gangs of New York. You know, they just keep sending the guys and they shave their beards off and send them back to vote again. You have to overwhelm the number of votes that are coming in, and I don't think that's possible right now because the argument isn't being made effectively to the American people. Most people go, well, Trump's out of office, and they don't see all this other stuff. They see that prices going up, but they assume that has something to do with the pandemic. They don't understand that it's the Biden administration that's actually stopping the economy from going back to the way it was. So until that argument is made effectively, Republicans are going to keep losing elections regardless of what other things are at play.
Exactly. And, of course, big tech is hand-in-hand with the Biden administration and the Marxists by stifling the – I mean, we got a president of the United States. I mean, this is America. The President of the United States has been disavowed, cannot utilize his Twitter or Facebook just because they say so?
Not just the President of the United States. I mean, my Facebook page, I'm so dangerous, apparently, as an Orthodox Jew, that because I called out anti-Semitism on my page, my social media has been throttled to the point that anytime you go to my social media pages, you get a warning that says this page may exclude danger, may include dangerous content. And then people are getting these warnings that they may be coming in contact with extremists on their Facebook page. I mean, I redid that little warning there and made it say, oh, you might be at risk of becoming a Democrat and put that out. You know, right. So we'll see if people understand that. But people don't understand this is the new town hall square. The internet was created by the U.S. government, and now it's being controlled by these tech companies, and they have so much power. It used to be, oh, these tech companies, they can do what they want. Well, if companies are private companies and can do what they want, how come all those companies were forced to remain closed during the pandemic?
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And Ari, the audacity of them to be able to do that, and of course, that's not enough, because they will pursue you. And you get on their list, and look what's happening. I mean, we see what has happened with these political prisoners that I mentioned earlier, and how they're being stalked. You know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was on earlier and talking about the mistakes that the NSA and the FBI especially have been making in arresting the wrong people that weren't even there, but it just so happened that their orbit happened to come close enough into the dragnet that they were caught into it. And this is no simple thing to get out of, because once the government is on you, like Mike Flynn found out, it gets to be a very expensive proposition.
Well, I'm also trying to figure out why it is that the FBI was so quick to arrest everybody in the Capitol, right, which they should have done. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we still have people outstanding who were never arrested with regards to the riots. And there were videos of those everywhere. Mm-hmm. In Seattle, in the autonomous zone, there were 6 shootings. 2 of them killed African-American teenagers. I mean, 6 African-Americans were shot total. And those guys still haven't been arrested.
Exactly.
So tell me why that is. Tell me why an armed occupation of a major U.S. city, and there was a video of it everywhere. Streamers were everywhere covering this, and none of them were arrested.
Mm-hmm. And the amount of damage in Seattle versus the amount of damage in the Capitol building. I mean, we had a couple of broken windows. I mean, there wasn't anything. I mean, you would think, and as I was watching the video of people walking through and in between the stanchions there in the Capitol, it was like almost like they were on some sort of guided tour or self-guided tour. You know, they stayed within the stanchions, and I'm thinking, if Black Lives Matter, which happened earlier, if they had gotten in the Capitol building, you're talking statuary, you're talking damage of an immense proportion by comparison, but yet how many people, to your point there, with Black Lives Matter and what happened in D.C. months earlier, how many people there were arrested and what kind of consequences did they face? I believe that the vice president, who was then just a candidate for president, she was involved in raising funds to handle the bail of those that were arrested.
Right, exactly. And nobody wants to call that out. Nobody wants to say this is absolute hypocrisy at its worst. Mm-hmm. So they want to have a commission to investigate the January 6th riots, and that's fine. Investigate the January 6th riots. But you don't want to talk about the riots for an entire year that caused over $2 billion worth of damage across the country, that caused dozens of lives, that sowed civil unrest, that destroyed people's livelihoods. They don't want to talk about that at all. That's the height of hypocrisy.
Oh, without a doubt. And the response of a, by comparison, on one day of a few patriots who came together that said, hey, we don't understand what's going on. We're peacefully protesting. One person is shot, of course, unarmed, a veteran. And we still don't know who the police officer was that shot Ashley Babbitt. A lot of questions. But yet again, I go, we're going to spend a lot more of the people's money on something after the fact when we should, I think the bigger, whether or not we go back and say, okay, what caused $2 billion of damage and what happened in this summer of love fest that went on. But even more so, I'm much more concerned about what happened with the elections that still, leave us with way too many questions and no answers. Ari Huffman has been our guest, associate editor, Seattle correspondent for the Post Millennial, and host of the Ari Huffman Show. Thank you, Ari. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in four decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. My good friend Alex McFarland is with us. I'm telling you, it is so good to see you. I mean, I love it when we're able to talk at distance, you know, and via phone, and be able to talk about these issues of the culture and our faith. But it's really special when NRB, this we love about NRB, it brings us together face to face and to talk about talk about life and tell story.
Well, may I convene the Thursday meeting of the Bill Martinez Fan Club? That's what I'm here for. But no, it's great to be with you because, you know, sometimes I'm on the road and there's technology glitches and whatnot. But we're here, and for those that don't know, the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, it's this annual meeting of people like Bill Martinez. And I saw, Tony Evans, you know, great minister, and just every Eric Metaxas,
right?
Everybody, every Christian broadcaster or author or minister that you've
Dallas Jenkins. Visit with Dallas. Pat Boone was hanging around.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, what an icon. You know, goes all the way back to the Elvis era.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of Pat Boone, he did a movie in the 50s with Shirley Jones, Partridge Family fame.
Yes, right.
Called April Love.
April Love, yeah, exactly.
And
he sang a couple of bars for me, by the way.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, just for fun.
Did you have him on the program?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, great. But you know what? Just think about this. In in the last scene of that, they're on a Ferris wheel, and he was supposed to kiss Shirley Jones. Mm-hmm. And he called his wife, and he said, you know, I don't really want to do this. And she said, well, you can do this scene just like a peck on the cheek, but don't enjoy it. And so what the director did to honor his wishes, he's leaning in, he's about to kiss Shirley Jones, and there's like a noise that distracts. So he didn't really have to do it. And people at the time applauded him because, wow, what a great husband, you know. Mm. But my point in sharing that is, look how far we've come. I'm kind of a music fan. I remember about 5 or 6 years ago, the last time I ever watched the Grammy Awards.
Mm, yeah, I'm about with you on that. I can't watch them.
Hey, and Bill, I am not a legalist. Mm-hmm. I'm not a prude or a legalist. But the Grammy Awards opened up with Beyonce doing a thing that was basically softcore porn on primetime television. Right. And my point in sharing all this is, when I saw Pat Boone yesterday, I was thinking about the moral compass our nation once had, the moral compass, largely, as you and I both know, which has been lost.
Exactly. Well, the difference, look at what was going on during that period of time, during Pat Boone's era, where we were as a nation in believing in God. I mean, we have a lot of people believe in God, but, you know, as they say, so does the demons. Mm-hmm. But more actively believing in God in the 50s during that era, where, you know, we were still, you know, looking at a moral compass. Interesting, you know, kind of as an epilogue to your story about Pat, as we were talking, you know, his wife Shirley passed away a couple of years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he says, you know, I'm still married to her. He says, I'm still married to her.
Amen.
He goes, they were married, I think, for 65 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, yeah, we've been married for 67 years. And he says, I'm still married to her. I still honor her.
You know, there was a time when marriage was a covenant.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure you know this. And Bill, again, let me just say what an honor it is to be with you. I have such respect for you. And you've got a great mind. I love to listen to you. I love the way you think. I love the way you communicate. And frankly, there have been a few times you and I have been on the radio, and like I'm in a hotel flying somewhere, because in 26 or 7 years, the Lord has allowed me to speak in about 2,300 churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot of hotels and airplanes,
yes,
too.
Exactly. Right.
But I'm envious of the way you're able to communicate, because you just weave words together with absolute precision. But I was going to say this, that in the Bible, the word covenant, a lot of people don't know what covenant means.
Yes.
But it means to cut a cut. Mm. Now people say, what in the world does that mean? Well, you remember when God met with Abraham and said, I'm going to make of you a great nation, and I'm going to give you land, and your descendants will outnumber the stars of the sky, and through you all the families of the earth will be blessed, because it was through Abraham and Israel that comes Jesus the Messiah. Well, they ratified the covenant by cutting some animals in pieces,
yes,
sacrificing, laid the pieces on the ground, and God didn't have to do this, because God doesn't answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he moved between the pieces, and so did Abraham, saying, I promise to keep up my end of this deal. And God has. But here's the thing. A covenant basically means, like, they would sacrifice an animal. And you're saying, may that be what happens to me if I bail out on
exactly.
my end of the deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And that's why in marriage we say, till death do us part.
Right.
And marriage, sadly, I read a stat in a sociological journal that not all, but many young people get married for the first time, and it's just kind of a given that ultimately we will divorce.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a practice run.
Exactly. And it's very sad. The breakdown of the family is one of the reasons that our nation, spiritually and socially, is rather chaotic right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the building blocks, these critical institutional benchmarks that are vital to the health of a nation, have all been compromised. I mean, the latest Barna research from George Barna is pointing to the fact, and I can appreciate it, is these young kids, these Gen Xers, this next generation coming up, you know, they're not going to church. Church is irrelevant. It's just not there for them. You know, why get married? You know, the sexes are such that, again, you know, when you abandon God and you disconnect from those moral anchor points, then you're back in the book of Judges. You know, you can see things according to your own eyes. And so this is what's happening that is very dangerous, and why, you know, we continue to pray for those who are being preyed upon. And the evil one is preying upon and taking advantage of their thinking away from God. And God, it's not like God didn't warn us. I mean, he told us clearly, look at it, without me, you're going to go this route.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is why the Apostle Paul declared, you know, he said, hey, look, it is in you that my very breath, my very being that I have is because of you.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Well, you know, Jesus said, he who does not gather with me scatters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a farm boy, so a lot of the biblical allusions to agriculture, they resonate with me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But imagine somebody with a basket and they're gathering corn. They're gathered in to the basket, just like Christ offers us to be gathered into his church. Imagine you're sowing seed. You remember Jesus gave the parable of the mustard seed?
Mm.
Well, we used to grow spinach and mustard and turnip greens, which actually are very good. I know it's a southern thing. You know, the idea of turnip greens might make some people recoil. Actually very tasty.
Yeah.
But mustard,
that's kind of like liver. You just haven't had it prepared right.
Exactly. Mustard seeds are like sand. I mean, tiny little. Mm. If you get one mustard seed, it is like almost.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine throwing it to the wind, scattering it. You'd never find this again. If you're not with the Lord, you're going to get scattered.
Exactly.
So Jesus is saying, look, gather to me. And here's something I would say to moms and dads listening, because there are perhaps people listening and they're not church-going folk. Now, as a minister, I would say, come to church, believe in Jesus, get saved. And that's obviously the most important thing in life. But I would say to moms and dads, all those good outcomes that you want for your child. You want your child to graduate high school. You want your child to get an education and get a career and launch. Let's mm-hmm. just call it launch.
Mm-hmm.
The best context for them to launch is being grounded in God and
Amen.
Church.
Amen. Because, you know, Where's your identity? It starts with your identity.
Yeah.
Where do you get it? You're going to get it from the culture? You're going to get it from, you know, the Grammys? I mean, that's going to be your identity? Or do you want your identity from the very one who created you, that knew the end from the beginning?
God and truth.
And knew you as he's forming you in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
And everything that you would need to accomplish his purposes that you are going to be totally fulfilled and liberated in, it's all in your design. But you don't know that if you don't know him.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. God and church and truth. People need that. We need context.
Without a doubt. We're talking with Alex McFarland, and we're going to talk about his new book, The Assault on America, when we get back, among other things, because that's the way we roll. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Alex McFarland and I are going down memory lane a little bit. You know, we're talking a little bit of music. I didn't know that about you. I mean, your connection with the Beach Boys. And, you know, I mentioned to you when I was in L.A. radio, we did a lot of celebrity softball games. In fact, we played Dodger Stadium on three different occasions, right?
Did you meet Tommy Lasorda?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, what a cool guy.
No, he is the real deal.
Yeah.
But the
deal, did he pass away?
I think he's still alive. No, I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tommy is just, you know, he's just a precious human being.
Yes.
But when we played Dodger Stadium, this was at the height of, you know, Fonzie and Happy Days and this sort of thing, Jerry Marshall and Ron Howard. And what happened was, because we were known to be playing all throughout the valley there in Los Angeles, playing celebrity softball games, and they called us up, the Dodgers, and they were like, you know, I don't know, 152 games out of first place. This season was over.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't have anything to say. Hey, would you guys be interested in coming, doing a little exhibition softball game before one of the games? And,
yeah.
Well, sure, you know.
Yeah.
There were 38,000 people who showed up. Not for us, but, you know, Henry Winkler's on the mound. I'm the opposing pitcher, you know, for Kiss Radio. We were called the Kiss-Offs.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so much fun.
Do you remember Dodger Dogs?
Oh, of course. That was the origination right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That and the Peanuts. You had to have Dodger Dogs and the whole deal.
Of course.
Yeah, so we had those kind of experiences. And I mentioned to you that when Brian Wilson, we were doing another celebrity softball game, and Brian, this was the first time he had come out of his room, as you know.
Was that when he did his album, Brian Wilson, in like 1988?
Would have been 88?
No, it was before. It was before then because because I was.
Oh, okay. You're talking about in the 70s.
Yeah, like, I was a Kiss in
the, that was about 77.
Yeah,
the Brian is back years.
Right.
Yeah.
And he came out and he was, you know, he was still, but bless his heart. I mean, he was out there amongst the public and
very, very, very kind person and gifted human being. You know what? I love music. I grew up and music has been a big part of my life, and the Lord has used music in my life, and I am. You know, it's funny, I go to preach all over the country, and more than a few times when they'll say, you'll have to bear with us because our praise band, the guitarist isn't there. I'm like, can I play? And they're like, yeah, but you don't know our set. I'm like, yeah, I'll follow. Just let me sit in. But, hey, Liz, speaking of baseball, I got to tell you something. I love the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
I love it. I really do. By the way, I want to tell everybody there's an incredible rendering. It'll just about make you cry. Roy Orbison. Now, back me up here. He had a voice, didn't he?
What is it, 3-4 octaves?
Oh, yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
And he does the national anthem like at a hockey game somewhere shortly before he died. And, of course, with all that vibrato, it'll bring you to tears. But I go on YouTube and I look at a lot of people singing the Star Spangled Banner. I just love that song. Well, right now, you know, with the cancel culture and the woke movement, I mean, even elected officials are denigrating the flag, and watch out, people, watch out. They're, if God doesn't really send a revival, and if some of our conservative leaders don't get some courage, Juneteenth will supplant July 4th.
Yes.
That's another story. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. If ever there was a group that was countercultural, anti-establishment, it would have been the Grateful Dead, right?
Yes.
Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir. Could we agree, coming out of San Francisco, Haight Ashbury, the Grateful Dead was anti-establishment, right?
Without a doubt.
So I'm on YouTube the other night, and I'm looking at renderings of the Star Spangled Banner. Well, it says, Grateful Dead sings Star Spangled Banner at San Francisco Giants baseball game, 1996, or something like that. It's 25 years ago. So I was like, wonder how this goes. With all the gusto and conviction you've ever seen, with three-part harmonies that were inflection perfect, the Grateful Dead comes out in front of 50,000 people at the Giants game, and they sing the most reverent rendering. You ought to watch it.
Wow, I'm going to.
And I thought about, it wasn't so long ago that even the anti-establishment hierarchy, they cared enough about America.
Exactly.
They would, and I mean, you think about the Colin Kaepernicks of the world. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't cross the street for the flag except to spit on it.
Right.
And I want to say this, and I'm not saying this only as a Christian. I'm saying this as a guy. Look, I've not been to Antarctica and I've not been to Australia, but I've been pretty much everywhere else. And I can tell you, everybody who's an American citizen ought to get on their knees and thank Almighty God for the United States of America.
Without a doubt.
And I've been to these developing nations, and you know, where else but in America could high school educated, barely literate people get paid $5.2 million a year and up for playing a game.
Exactly.
And so, I don't know, when I saw the Grateful Dead of all
that's people. That's amazing. I've got to watch that. Well, remember all the controversy. Remember Jose Feliciano when he played, because he did it in his style, right?
Sure.
And there was all kinds of outrage about it.
Yeah. And, you know, how about we thank God for this country? And I say to the woke people, because I've debated a few of these wokies, and I'm like, look, okay, see, America is odious and intolerable, right? But yet you're not leaving. What is it helping to burn the house down?
Exactly.
I mean, let's say you're in your kitchen and you see a cockroach on the floor. Cockroaches are bad. We don't burn the house down.
Exactly.
Well, I fixed that problem.
Yes.
I mean,
well, you see, that's what they did in the Watts riots in the mid-60s. They burnt the house down. And I'll never forget, Alex, there's this, you know, the reporter was out in the street and was interviewing, you know, people in the street. And it was getting late at night. And this one gentleman of color, he's, you know, very passionate about what's going on. And so somehow in the conversation, the reporter says, well, now what are you going to do? He says, well, I'm going to go home. And the guy next to him goes, you idiot, you burnt your house down. What do you got to go home for?
Yeah.
You know, you burnt your house down.
in the emotions and all the insanity of, you know, letting the problem take over in such a way, you don't take care of the cockroach, you destroy the whole house.
Yeah. Well, we need, you know, obviously we need some sensibility and some critical thinking skills and some moral restraint.
Mm-hmm.
My hobby horse in my book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late, you know, every preacher's got their little pet subject, but mine is morality.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, my main message is Jesus. And Bill, when I was 21, I was a college student. I called myself a philosophical anarchist. My heroes were John Lennon and Jim Morrison. I was stupid. But anyway.
You were learning.
Well, I was. Yeah. And I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right.
But I began to learn about Jesus Christ. I read the Bible and I read the New Testament, and I was an English major, and I had been immersed in literature for a while, and I read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I said to a friend of mine, I said, they really have the ring of truth. And they do. Mm-hmm. And to anyone listening who might be a little bit skeptical, I would encourage you to read the Gospels.
Amen.
They're unlike any other biographical literature you'll ever read, and in those four Gospels you'll find the most vivid character of whom you will ever read, Jesus Christ. But the point I was going to share was, other than the Gospel, if I have a pet subject, a hobby horse, it's morality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be a little more specific, what the founders said was natural law, self-evident truth, mm-hmm. objective truth. Alexander Hamilton, who was the first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, he was senior aide to George Washington and founded our banking system.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad day's work.
Yeah.
But Alexander Hamilton said, we will only have a socially just culture. We hear so much now about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if we have Judeo-Christian moral code immersed throughout our culture. Now, my point is this, whether you're a Christian or not, it is in your best interest that we live morally,
mm-hmm.
which means I don't smash somebody's windows because I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't torch buildings because boo-hoo-hoo, I didn't get my way. And so I'm concerned with this country because, yeah, there are a lot of lost people that are unsaved and they're mm-hmm. going to face God unprepared. But I'm concerned about this country, Bill, because we have all but lost any sense of moral, our moral compass.
Well, without a doubt, look at the lawlessness that's on display. Crime rate through the roof.
And the Democrat Party encourages mm-hmm. it.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you have to have law and order. You know, lawlessness is running amok because, go back to in Proverbs, it says, look at, a nation without vision shall perish. Okay? And there's a lot to unpack just in that abbreviated line. A nation, a people, a marriage, a family, you know, individual will perish without vision. Okay? The vision is revelation. That's from God. If you're not connected to God, and how do you approach God? You got to approach God in spirit and in truth. And with that comes this moral underpinning that anchors you, that anchors your worldview and your perspective and your yes and your no's. And without that anchoring, you cast off restraint. You're like a hot air balloon that's been punctured and you're no longer anchored and you're going pell-mell all over the place. Who are you? What are you about? Where's your identity?
You're right on, bro. The Buffalo Springfield,
yeah.
For what it's worth.
Yes.
And there was a member of the Buffalo Springfield, a little music trivia here, that left that band to go be in another band. His name was Peter Tork,
mm-hmm.
originally part of the Buffalo Springfield, and joined a little band you might have heard of called the Monkees.
Yes.
Mickey and Mike Nesmith are on the farewell tour this summer. You ought to catch them. Great show. But anyway, Bill Martinez, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Hey, you're awesome. I'm glad. Hey, I didn't realize we could go down memory lane with all this music and stuff like that. This is good fun.
I do want to tell everybody I've got an apologetics event October 15 through 17, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A dozen great apologetic speakers. Go to my website, alexmcfarland.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.